Het is een bewaard tonight. The balance between being a mevakish, someone who has shifas deilas, and sad chaini, being freedom with yourself, being happy with yourself. We've had some touched on this a little bit in the chelik levadim that we spoke about. The balance between ben adam atzei miram lechaveri. We mentioned that we're going to get back to this. Ben adam atzei ben adam amakim. They concentrated on the conflict that there is between chiyuvim and chiyuvim ben adam amakim and self-care, and taking care of yourself. The other hadgosha spoke about that very often in the Yechiyuvim in the Namokin. So you forget about self-care as far as that there's a direct steer. I know. It's mechayiv to be marchik from certain taivas, for certain needs, from nourishing certain needs. We also spoke about that it might cause lachatz. You have to be aware of the lachatz. Here we're talking about a different nekuda. The etzem nekuda, the etzem muscle, the etzem tnu of being a mavakish, mitzad atzmoy, it causes, it brings big voice, if it brings in its footsteps, very often tremendous amount of frustration and tremendous amount of yush, because you feel like you're getting nowhere. Let's try to be marichav, let's shalal vek a little bit. The nekuda, the musig of that, one of the basic trademarks of being a ben aliyah, maybe it's probably the most commonly mentioned, is we say a ben aliyah is a mavakish. It's mamash one of the trademarks of a ben aliyah. He's never satisfied. That's what it means to be a mavakish. A mavakish is somebody, he sees, he's holding by learning an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours straight hasmada, and he sees his friend, he sees somebody who learns 4 hours, who learns 3.5 hours. He wants more. Someone's learning Vinas Dor. Someone's learning, he's learning Iyun. His friend's learning Ian and Bekias. Yana's learning Ian Bekias and Halacha. He's not learning Halacha. I'm a Vakish. That's it. He has Shifas to constantly grow. And that's the emphasis that there's many, many Makaris, that this is the Derech HaMarutza, the Derech HaNochim, to become a Talmud Chochem. This is the Derech HaTorah. There should be a few Makaris. So obviously, many, many, but a little bit the Shtalavek, the Indian. One of the basic Makaris is the famous Talmud de Bel Yom. Chayvodom Leimer Mosay, Hiyu Maisel, Maisel, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Even if Yagiyu doesn't mean Mamash Rish, it means touch. But the Maisel, we're talking about Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Chayv, Kol Echel Leimer, Chayv, Kol Echel Leimer. He's supposed to be saying this, he's supposed to be thinking about this. Obviously, the shifas, this is what creates a drive. This is what pushes a person. Chaim Shmulevitz, take a mock up from these parashas. Chubin Tzav, Ketis, Yaakov, Akudi, we're handling the Siyas HaMishkan. So we have a certain toyar that appears in these parashas. It's a Jasant toyar. Chachmei Lev. The ones who built the Mishkan are called Chachmei Lev. What is Chachmei Lev? There's many mahalchim in this. Usually the chokhmah is shaykh to the seichel, to the moyach, not to the lev. You find sometimes bina is to the lev. Bina is to the lev. Chokhmah is in the lev. So, Yeshua Reb Chaim, taich to up, you start to the svarno by Yeshua. That the taich of chokhmah lev is a mavakish. Taich is as a lev. Lev is the mokam mavuyim of the person. It's the desires. It's the place where the longing and the yearnings of the person is. If the lev is chacham, the lev is constantly searching to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's longing. It has an unsatiable desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk states, "Belev kol chachim lev yitein chachma." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma the kli to really be makabel chachma. Higher madrigas and chachma in Torah. That's when a person has this klech of a bikush. Could be I said it over here. We heard from a few times in the different Talmidim of Reb Chaim Shalevitz. And one of the lines, which is very, I want to stress, very uncharacteristic of Chaim Shalevitz, it's not even say these type of lines, them type of things. That's what makes it even more powerful. He said, one of the things he hates, he said, Chabfeint, he said, Yiddish, Chabfeint is at the mensch. He wasn't like, I don't know if Chaim Shalevitz, very, very, not like that. He didn't talk even fiery, he wasn't sharp. He said he hates, it's a very, very strong word. I can't understand 100% fully what he means. He hates such a sharp word. But one thing I see is a very bad thing. He held it was a very, very bad thing to be a satisfied person. He obviously held that it's probably the worst thing that you could do in Torah and avoid it. It's the most thing that handicaps the person in his growth. And that's what he wanted to bring out to his Talmidim. Say over one Gemara, at Heichel and Gemara Magim, I want to bring out a certain Nakuda. What does it mean to be a Shoyev? What does it mean to be a Mavakish? What does it mean to be a Mavakish? What does it mean to be a Shoyev? And before we say the Gemara, just also one more Marmokim. We see that when a person feels Saveya, when a person feels, okay, it's good, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing good, it's good, not bad, Baruch Hashem, that stunts a person's growth. That's what we say. Said that maybe this is pshat. We finish one of the every chumash. We finish Bereishis Shemayis Vayikra. So we say chazak chazak finis chazek. Chazak chazak finis chazek. If we say chazak chazak finis chazek, that means we need chizik. That means we need chizik. Chazak chazak finis chazek. The svara would be pum faker. In a dafka when you finally finished, you're in the middle. When you got to the finishing line, Baruch Hashem, we got here. We got here. We just ended. Now we need chizik. We need chizik on the way. On the way, when you're not sure, you're going to get there to the end. You got to the end, now is when you need chizik. Chazak, chazak, to mischazek. You have to mischazek. You have to chazak. And then for care. Chavar, the pshat is one, I think, too. There's a few pshatim, but one of the pshatim is this idea. Is that when, while you're in the thrust, while you're in the race, you're driving, you're running, you're throwing, you're going, you're earning, so you have that thrust to push yourself fully. You maximize your koiches, and you want more, and you don't get lazy. But when you get to the end, there's a big, big sakon of hesach hadas. The person can feel, okay, I got here. Slow down, I'm doing okay. Oh, that's a sakon. That's a chayim shalom. Find the sign to mention. Chazak, chazak, minis chazay. Name. Chas v'shalom, don't get sidetracked. There's mois, there's yikrit, there's nochamo. More or less, we're saying, you think you're there, you just started. What do you mean? You just started. You just the raises. Go. You just started. Chaim Shalevitz over there says the Murad Dikapshat in the Gemara and Tumur of Tezayim. The Gemara and Tumur is talking about the Tefillah of the Yavitz. The Yavitz was Asniel ben Knaz. And the Gemara brings from the Psukim that he had a Murad Dikatfilah Takadosh Baruch Hu that had a special kerech to be answered. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara should see of what it means to be a Shoyev and a Mavakish. And you see what's the nature of the Bikush, how the Bikush has to be and how much the Bikush could be poil. State like, see that's right. Yikro Yaivitz Yisrael Leimar. He called after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Lashon Tefillah. In Baruch Tevarcheni, V'Abeis Yezgulei, V'Hois Yodcha Imodi, the Bilti Itzvi, those were all the Bakashas, and the Pasuk says that he was Nene. Vayovoy Elikim Es Asher Shal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered the goods, so to speak. The Gemara now is Mefaret. What was each of the Bakashas? Shteta Zer. In Baruch Baruchayni Tavatar. He was asking for an abundance, a ribuy of Torah. B'yatam HaKocham. Shino Torah. For Beisi Es Gvulei B'talmidim. Kanira, this is the second step. It wasn't enough for him that he should be a loymid. He wanted to be malamid. Lumid ululamid. And Ebeisi is good to me. He wanted to have a lot of talmid. He wanted to be a reshiva. He wanted to be able to be malamid Torah. V'yoyisa yodcha imadi. Shle yishtakech talmudi melibi. It's enough of bakasha. It's not enough for those two. He had a special bakasha that he shouldn't forget his learning. I remember my muzger. I said this myself. He was a vice to you. He could be a great Rosh Hashiva. And you can forget your learning. In other words, there's a man, you're holding, there's a man in the shir, you're saying, Kval the Geshurim, and everyone thinks you're saying good, but after the learning sticks with you. He didn't want, that wasn't enough for him. He didn't want him, the chitzayinis, the amal. He wanted him behemis, the Torah should stay with him. The whole madrig of lulamid, lulamid, should stay with him. Yishtoy yishtakach tamu with him, alibi. Va'osamir, osi, the Lashon is, she's damnuli reim kamoisi. Can you hear there's another nakuda of shtagin chaveira? He didn't only want to have talmidim, he wanted to have friends who could be mechadin him. Reim kamoisi. Levilti atzvi. This last bakosh is mamish what we're talking about. After everything, he says, don't let the Yetzer slow me down. Don't let the Yetzer, this answer, he's holding this mamish, it's a special bakosh, don't let the Yetzer stop me from growing and growing and growing and growing. Oh, that's the bakosh of five bakoshes of shit. If you're Zoyz to Gomorrah, Imato Yisakein Mutim. Sneel B'Knaz turns to HaKadosh Baruch when he says, if you fulfill my tefillahs, say it. Vim lav, that's the end of the pasuk, Karini Hoylech L'Nesisi L'Shol. I'm going to go crawl into the cracks and the crevice into the ground. Rashi says, I'm going to die. That's what it means. It's Lashon Shol. I'm ready to die. In other words, either that or it's Mavis. If you don't give me all these things, one of these things I'm missing. If I don't Lulmoy, Lulame, with Chaverim, with Loishishtach Talmudei, with the Yitzhar not stopping me. If I don't get any of this, Halach Lamavis. Miyad Vayovoy Elikim Es Asher Shoal. Zok to Chaim Shalavis, and here's his word, classic Chaim Shalavis word. This word, Miyad. Chazal added one word, the Pasuk doesn't say it, since it's the word Miyad, the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayovoy Es Asher Kol Asher Shoal. What's the Miyad? Teretz Chazal saw that this is a guaranteed tefillah. People today are looking for wonderful tefillahs. I'm not taking anybody. If anyone davens like this, if the pasuk says, if anyone davens like this, miyad, it's muftach. If you daven like this, if you feel that you have an insatiable desire, biz ad ketama, that moves, that you feel your life is in a certain way, you have to get back to this. This is what I want. If you feel that a certain way that you can't, in other words, if I have anything less than that, there's a certain sense of like, I feel I have nothing. I have to get back this way. If you have that, then I can do both hands. And here, after building this whole cheshbon, here's what comes our tremendous challenge. So you're supposed to be mavakish, and you're supposed to have shifas. So you walk into a shir, and of course, you're in a shir from a seasoned Talmud Chacham who saw this material five times already, some of a few machzorim, and you're working for a week on the sugya, come up with a few svaras, and all of a sudden he's having the time, 17 times fasting. Yeshayef. Of course, Yeshayef. Oh, I want to be that. I want to be that guy. I want to have his avonim talmud. So, someone says to you, oh, you either want it, you're dreaming, or you want it. That's what's going on. It's not a shashifa, no, I need it. When you feel like you need it, that means an insatiable desire can near it. You're gonna get it. You're gonna work for it. You're gonna push yourself. You're gonna maximize it. There'll be tefillahs also. You'll get it. But the problem starts. Okay, in order to feel I need it, what does that mean? It means what I did the past first Seder, the past week, is bad. It's nothing. But that's what it means. It means I see this and I'm saying what I did compared to what this Talmud Chacham did is not. That's what a shiva is. A shiva and a bikush, we said, is the right way. It's not just a nice thing. It would be nice. That's a dream. It's a cholam. Everyone wants to be a Talmud Chacham. But a bikush is, obviously it's very sharp when it's a sneva knas, is if you bring this to me, mutiv, im lav, ani mace. Okay, I don't need the mace. But it means that what I have is unacceptable. Because if what you have is acceptable, that means you're happy, but you want more. More is not a bikush. More is not. I also want extra credit, extra dessert. I'm not going to die if it's going to happen. It's not going to push you. It's not going to thrust you. It's not going to have that drive. A bikush means, bechefza means that what you had until now. And here comes this tremendous complication, which definitely is one of the most common challenges I hear from Bochum and Galite. This is, you have Bochum and Galite, which is tremendous mevakshim mitzarecha. But at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of self-frustration. We're being ma'arer, we're shaking one of the most basic needs in a human being. One of the basic needs in a koichas hanefesh of Adam is to feel accomplished. Very basic. Accomplished. Besides the Indian of taivus that a person has to fulfill his desires, a person has to have hano in life, and mahanos. And besides the fact that a person has to covet, has to feel like he has milus, and he's a respected person, there's another, a whole other compartment of the person. What he's doing in life, whatever he's doing, whatever he's oisik in, he has to feel like he is accomplishing. It's olive base in what an Adam is. If you're not feeling like you're accomplishing, if you're feeling like I did nothing, you're going to slowly deteriorate. An entire year of the person is going to be totally gone. It's many mamakoyimis to this. In the Sheba in Mitzrayim, when the Makaris, in the Sheba in Mitzrayim, it says that the Mitzrayim worked Klal Yisrael, and they, Vayiven Ori Miskanois Laparius Pisa in Ves Ramses. What was Pisa in Ves Ramses? So Gavarach in the Gemara and Soita Daf Yud Aleph. What brings? It's two Pshatim. The bottom line, both Pshatim more or less is, it was a type of place where whatever they built, Klal Yisrael, they were working hard, they were building until they built the bricks and this and that. They would build it and it would fall down. It was either quicksand or it was either like crumbling blocks. They would build, and after they would build, it would fall. So the Mefarshim, what's going on there? The Mefarshim. Pshat is, the Mitzrayim didn't only want to enslave them and labor them and afflict them physically, they wanted to destroy them emotionally and mentally, psychologically. And they took this Koich of Koichas and Nefesh, which is the basic thing. That means, okay, you're working for somebody, the last person you want to work for. You're working for power. You don't want to work. But Chotch, at least, whatever you're doing, it should have Kiyum. You're not working for yourself. You're working for the enemy. Or you're working for somebody. Oh, but even worse than that, even worse than working for the enemy is feeling working for a week, working for a month, and then everything, kaput, pieces, mess of asses. There are many, Oiv the Hashem, who, because of complications in the sugi that we're talking about, what they feel is peace and rest, Ramses. They feel that what they're doing is never enough. If they're learning, they just start getting into Ian, and then they have a friend who's mamash shalom the Masechta, and he remembers the Masechta, and he chazav the Masechta, he learned lesman. And then all of a sudden, they come to a table, and the guy's holding a chumash and rashi, and the guy's like, no, I'm already a chumash and rashi. I feel like I'm already the rice. So, am I really doing anything? What about Novi? I have to know Novi. Who knows Novi? And there's Musa. There's Machshava. There's Kabbalah. There's no end. And we're talking about the quality in each one of these. B'mayim HaMuzgar, I'm not going to get into this now. B'mayim HaMuzgar, you have to go B'madrega. But there's no question this is a extremely, extremely complicated. So creates a tremendous amount of conflict and friction. Many, many Mevakshi Hashem, many, many Yovdei Hashem. I might, but I have a tzad actually some of his mind to work on the sugya more by Rikos tonight. We're dipping into it just in the sugya of balance, but maybe to learn up itself. Growth. So growing without to say what the name is, but upon him. Linganenu, we're trying to figure out how could you work this out? L'chara, this is what we're coming to. This is a new challenge in self-care, called, and feeling good about yourself. L'chara, a being mavakesh, being a shoyef, mineu bei, it's definitive in its definition, it causes a person to feel unaccomplished, to feel like he's not doing anything. Because nochamo, if you don't have it, and you just say it's a nice thing, then you have a b'chaim shlemetz, a fine tazat to mention. Then you're satisfied person more or less. You want a little bit more, it's not going to do. And if you do, this is a very complicated thing. In my experience, the Olam reacts to this one of two ways. Either, some people say, Mali l'tzarzais. Why should I constantly be feeling miserable about myself? Why should I constantly be feeling miserable about myself? Not unaccomplished, not good about myself. You know, so it's good. I take the malach, we'll take it slow. And, we're losing the godless of that person. He's not going to grow the proper way. Could be, it's always sharp to say he's not going to grow b'chlal, but it's not going to be growth. And some other people, they taka, thrust themselves, and they push themselves. However, brings many, many times, many nizakim. Many nizakim. So we've discussed this pattern a few times, this man, many times. Sometimes Yotzeschor Bev Seder. Sometimes Yotzeschor Bev Seder, they come to be very disenchanted with certain chalakim of Avodas Hashem because they threw themselves into a very bad way. And they get a very bad taste. And almost sometimes done is more hezek than that. It's hard to say that, but so the answer is about this. What's the answer? The answer is balance. The answer is we have to try to get balance. There has to be. And we hope we're getting used to this mechanism, this exercise. We have to study. It's not all or nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mensch. He's a big being. He's a huge being. Human being, the mensch is big. And it's not either or. You can't tell a person, either you're happy with yourself, or you're striving and you have an unsatiable desire. Both could be true. You could have at the same time an unsatiable desire to grow. You could have an unlonging desire, yearning. A person, he sees everything, yeah, he wants that. But that's with one hand. With the other hand, you have to learn how to be happy with what you did. First, let's start with the first Gemara Malkum. The Etzem Musig, that a person has to, Etzem, look back and enjoy his accomplishments in Torah. I think we brought this once. The Tamid HaGoyim, Sefer Menucha Kedusha. So he brings B'Shem HaGoyim. It's interesting, it's not brought anywhere in any of the Sfarim of the Goyim himself, but yes, it's Tamid HaGoyim, it's Tamid. So if you heard of Chaim Velazhem, Stamets, yeah. So he brings from the Goyim, Amar Dike Yediyah. The famous mission in Ovis, I'm reading from Shara Torah, Perch, Simchav Gimel. His mission in Ovis says, Ezeu Osher HaSameach Bechelka. What does it mean, Sameach Bechelka? First he touches it up. Pirish, B'mashay, B'yodoy, Afilu Hu Ma'at. A person has Chelka, whatever Hashem gives him, he has to enjoy that. He has to be able to get Simcha from it. Simcha comes from a certain feeling of Shleimus. Simcha comes from a certain feeling of completion. I'm not missing. Vida. Sheshamati b'shem hagro. Shekein gam b'mili d'shmaya tzorich liyos melech l'chelke. He's coming to Vafuke. Many people said this. Or some people think this way. That the whole idea of Sameach Bechelka is only Begashmi, is Beruchni, is you're never supposed to be Sameach Bechelka. There's some Chaim Shmulevitz. You're never supposed to be Bechlal. There's no Musig of being happy and comfortable with what you accomplished. He's the Mefurish, B'Shem, the Goyim. You're only higher than the Goyim. The Goyim says, Lehedia, that there's an idea of being Sameach Bechelka. And he performs Lehedia, the Indian we just said. Af Shebevadai Nochoin Lachmoy, Liyaz Liboy, Pasuach, Kepischoy, Shalulam, Vatoiro. I know that at the same time, the same person, he's supposed to have chemda, he's supposed to have a desire. And he quotes the Chazal we just said. From Dosveg, Mikol Mokom. This is the Mikol Mokom. We're talking the whole Zman. There's two hands. Mikol Mokom, Tzorich Liyesameach Bechilkoi, Shazochel Letorah L'Maisim Toiv. I'm going to add in, Sameach Bechilkoi is in two ways. In your life factors, in the world of Ruchnius, your setup in the world of Ruchnius, and your accomplishment. Dainu. Your factors are who is the chavusa, which yeshiva you're in, which yeshiva you went to, who's your wife, who's your kids sometimes. These affect your Ruchnius, the gematzah, very, very, very often. Sameach Bechelka says, if I'm in a certain matzah, I see I can only do this, I can only do this, I can only do this, I can only do this. Some people say I have to move back to America, for some people it's their wife is this type of, for some people, all kinds of hagbolus that a person realizes this is where I am, Sameach Bechelka. And also, Sameach Bechelka is in your output until now. This is what I learned until now. This is the amount of times I chazer. I'm not able to learn Mishnah Berurah this man. I'm not able to learn, like we said, Chumash, Anach. What I am able to learn, Sameach Bechelka. So what's the Menucha V'Simcha saying? Menucha V'Simcha saying that you have to also realize there's another idea. You have to learn to pat yourself on the back. You have to learn to look at what you did and say, I put in my all, it was meridic, or I was holding, it's an unbelievable accomplishment. The first Gemara in Pesachim, this idea. Gemara in Pesachim says, so famous Gemara, Samaches and Abayz. Gemara says that, firstly, Rabbi Yosef and Shavuos, Rabbi Yosef, B'yomid Atzarta, Omer, Avdili Igla Tilsa, Omer, Eloi Hayomid Gagorim, Kama Yosef, Ika Beshuka. Famous Gemara. He told his household, he told his Bebayas, his wife, his, who was with the Avodim, to appear him a very chashav piece of meat. Chashav a piece of meat, chashav a steak, chashav a piece of meat. Why? Lav hayom haima gor kama yosef yika b'shuka. What does that mean? It's always saved to bring it out. More or less, he went back and he took his high school class, or he took his cheder class. And he says, oh, you remember that guy? Look who he is today. Remember that guy? Look who he is today. I would have been that guy. I would have been that guy. I would have been exactly like that guy. Why am I? I'm not trying to put yet in. He's trying to feel what he accomplished. Why am I Rabbi Yosef and not Yosef? And it's good, but Agav, you should try yourself. You have a tzir. A tzir, when a person has a real tzir, it's much beyond a person. Not just a theoretical thing. Take a person who, see, and a person who's learning 5, 10 years, your light years, you're an elevated person. So imagine, forget about, I'm talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're a person with a different amount of content, a different type of, different person. Your sensitivities, you're a different bria. And he did this because this was part of the avodas of Yom V'chag Shavuos, because Kenira, this made him feel accomplishment, and now we can go weiter. We'll talk about the step weiter, then we can talk about the shivas. Gemara is zokt weiter. Next Gemara. Rav Sheish is kol tlosin yoyim mahadilei talmudei. Rav Sheish is every 30 days in mahadilei talmudei, we're always mistopic, pshat. Pashta means everything he ever learned. It's pashtas. It could mean that what he's learning that year. Like upon him, he made a certain siyam. He went it every 30 days, he made a certain siyam. I don't know if it was a kol Torah kula or everything was learning that year. 30 days. Vitoli lei v'koy be'ivr d'dosha. And he went and he sat and he leaned in the doorpost. Yesh l'ayin, naf. To a good shot, why was in the doorpost? What does it have to do with the doorpost? But he was leaning in the doorpost. V'omar, and he started talking to himself. Chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi. Be happy. In English, we say, rejoice my soul. Freitzich, my nefesh. He said, double ocean. Talk twice. You should be happy. L'cho kroi l'cho tanoi. Mikra and Mishnah, Teresh HaBaksav, Teresh HaBaksav. I'm doing it for you. It's for you. Do you realize what you did? After 30 days, he did this. After 30 days, he was like, I am Mistamah, there were Madrigas Dailas. Mistamah, there were people, the Bigot HaMidachamim, his Urbain. Mistamah, there was so much more. He got all the Pshatim, he got all the Kneichim, he got everything. It's a Gemara. There's an Indian to this. So, what happened to us in the other Gnas? What happened to us in the other Gnas? The answer is not a mystery. You have to, mitzat echod, be able to concentrate on the avar, what you did. It's meach b'chilka, what already happened. Mitzat sheni, it's possible that same mitzat person could, the next second or the next minute, have an unsatiable desire and say, yeah, that was one until now, but I see there's so much more. I finish Yevomis now I got to do Yevomis with the Ramban, with the Rajba. I have to do a Baron's Mahalach. I only got a Baruch Beres last time. I see there's so much more. I tasted tefillah. I have times you talk to younger light. They actually, for the first time, they enter the tefillah zone. They enter the tefillah zone. They taste it. A person, murdik, shouldn't feel bad that for the last 15 years he hasn't davened. Okay. He should be unbelievable. He should be zoiche to realize that he was nichnas until I met tefillah, but now all of a sudden I feel that. I should be happy with that now. I want so much more. The bikush, and you could come, not only that's extra, you could come to the feeling that I need that. You could come to the feeling in ruchnis that I need that. It's not a steer. Be'etzim, this is what we do by every siyam. Every siyam, be'etzim, what we do. What's a siyam b'chlal? When the yonim from the siyam, one of the yonim from the siyam is what we're talking about now. One of the yonim from the siyam is being able to stop and take it in. Mor de gezach, the Chavetz Chaim, Shem Oilam, and then it's Paragud. He says that the Pasuk, Yisochar Chamor Gorim Roivitz Beina Mishpasayim, is talking about a Siyam. Rashi brings it up, I'll say, Yisochar Chamor Gorim Roivitz Beina Mishpasayim. Chamor, Rashi brings, It doesn't sleep like most animals. It's a workhorse. A chamor doesn't stop working. It's working day and night. It doesn't have a special place to sleep. The only time it stops. It's really in between the borders, between two cities. When it's there in the boundaries, and it's there in the borders, it stops. Again, we spoke about this earlier. Oyla Maaz is not so choshev by him. He doesn't have, he may have a bed. He's not, he's like a chamor. He's here to work. He's here. Shom yanuchu yegiyekech. He's going to rest. He's not here to rest. When does he rest? I see him. Bein mesechtel and mesecht is like the boundary between two fields. And by seeing, that's the time. In other words, kinyira, you're not supposed to be patting your back constantly, because then you're not going to do it. But mipam lepam, I was saying, that's in seeing. You take a stop. You take a stop. And you pat yourself. Oh, but you go weiter. Hadron aloch. You go weiter. It's not like, okay, I finished. I didn't end here. I got weiter. And that weiter could be with a meridical longing, a meridical yearning, like a snil bakanaz. Baruch that a snil bakanaz rather felt good about what everything that he did until now. But he saw that this is that, he couldn't hold back the possibility that he couldn't have more of the same thing to the fullest extent. And that caused him a feeling of love. How are you mavchin? He doesn't want to fear us with this. How are you mavchin if you're going to have a good shiva and a bad shiva? Very simple. It's so simple, but I'm going to live with this. There is a clear way. The answer is like this. Detect how your shiva is hitting you. If your shiva and the longing is hitting with complementing with negativity, it's a certain tainus. You're tying it on yourself. You're tainit. Tainit means always the shalvar. Tainit always means the shalvar. Tainit is always going in past. You're tainit. You're upset at yourself. You're upset at your wife. You're upset at your rebbeim. You're upset at your parents. Any of those go with what I just said. Any tainit is upset, usually a shifa that's noilid from that is an unhealthy one. It's coming with feeling that you haven't really done anything. It's coming that I haven't done anything. It's the one that we started this vad with. It's the unhealthy one. The one of that, I'm not doing anything. A remez to this is, we spoke about this, b'shaita. A remez to this is, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells B'nai Korach, ha-ma'at b'chem, k'shevet Levi, ha-ma'at b'chem, ki hivdil, Hashem eschem, lamoid, l'shores l'fonov. Moshe Rabbeinu b'etzem told him, before Hashem asked, k'shevet Levi wanted a higher madrega. K'shevet Levi wanted a miskarev more takadosh baruch, but Moshe Rabbeinu said they were wrong. Korach is one thing, but what's with Sheva Levi? There were other people, B'nai Sheva Levi, who weren't iskane like Korach. So what was wrong with their bikush? The teretz is, hama'an nikem. The teretz is, their bikush, is like we were saying before, it was something that they felt, what they had is nothing. They weren't machshav what Hashem gave them. Hashem gave me kuna. Hashem gave me, I'm sorry, Levi. Levi is nothing. I have this wife that I can only learn this amount of hours. It's mad. That's nothing. I can't be a real Talmud Chacham. I only learn this amount of time. I only learn 2 hours or 3 hours. Mat, it's mat again. I'm only able to work on this thing at a time. People get very frustrated. You're only able to work on more or less one thing at a time. It's more or less most people. But what's going to be with this? What's going to be with that? What's going to be with this? What's going to be with this? See what you have. Take it in. It's unbelievable. You know, most of the world is doing nothing. Most of the world, is look at the rest of the world, most of the world do nothing. You learn 10 blot, you're working on tefillah, you're working on kass, you're working on one thing, you're working on making your shalom bayis better. Do you know what that is? The lama is. Feel that, take it in. Chodi l'cha nafshoi! Chodi l'cha nafshoi! After you have a chodi l'cha nafshoi, then, in chanami, you taste it, and you want more. It's endless, and it's taka endless. And the shfira, that's the chila between taivis oilam hazeh and taivis oilam hazeh. Taivis olam hazeh, be'emes, when you taste it, you also want more. But be'etzem, there's nothing more. There's nothing at it. There's nothing. There isn't. You taste something good, taivis achila, taivis noshim, you taste it. The teva is, but be'etzem, there's nothing deeper than what you just got. You could just replay it another 100 times. It's nothing deeper, there's nothing more in eichus, in quality, than you got. In Ruchnius, the Teva of Ruchnius is that it's taka endless. It's endless. And that's why you could have this balance, you could have this pattern, this two-fold thing. You could look in the over and you could be enjoyable. You could appreciate what you have, what you accomplish, what Hashem, the ruchni stick of candy that Hashem gave you. Mitzad sheni, there will always be a meridik and mokum for an insatiable desire to grow more. Yeah, it's not edible, but it's so much more compared to what I can get. I can't imagine that I can continue like this. Again, so like in the sugya of balance, like we said, you have to keep monitoring yourself. You might be a certain time, be moily, that it might reverse, and all of a sudden you'll start not being machshir what you did in the past. Okay, you have to mechazik, sameach b'chelka. Lots of rishon, this is what I'm talking about. But this is the two things together. Chodoy l'fshoy l'fshoy, chodoy l'chon afshoy, chokaroy l'chotonoy, at the same time. Im ata oisekein mutovim lav, harini hoylich v'nesisi shoh.
Even if it's tomorrow.